finally on Books Plus to reading itself. As you will have heard during the week, Australia held its first official Reading Hour, designed by the Australian Library and Information Association and the book publishers, booksellers and writers groups to get people to stop and read. So here now are writers talking about what they do and how they read.
My name's Chris Womersley and I'm the author of City of Crows. At the moment, I'm reading The Seventh Function of Language by Laurent Binet, which is a story, sort of a murder story set amongst the world of cultural theorists in Paris in the 80s. It's a lot of fun. It's based on the fact that Roland Barthes was hit by a laundry truck in 1980, but the author has supposed that he was in possession of an item known as the seventh function of language, which is an incantatory function of language that will get people to do whatever you want them to do. Basically, I like to read anywhere. I have books that kind of sit in the lounge room that I dip in and out of, but essentially I sort of read in bed before I go to sleep. To me, reading is kind of everything. I can't imagine sort of life without it. Possibly to my own detriment, I understand the world through literature more than real life sometimes. So yeah, a lot of my kind of internal narrative about my life is about books that I was reading at the time.
Hello, I'm Kevin Kwan. I'm the author of Rich People Problems. At the moment, I'm reading Dr. Thorne by Anthony Trollope. It's one of Trollope's finest novels, I think, and the novel concerns a young man who is of marriageable age, and he falls in love with a girl that lives in his village, a girl that he's grown up with all his life, and his mother, his aunt, his sisters, everyone's conspiring against him and this lovely girl because they feel, and we hear this over and over again in the book, that he has to marry for money. He has to marry to save the family fortune, to save the family house. And so this intense, excessive drama ensues over the next 400 pages, 500 pages, as he goes on a journey and to sort of, you know, make peace with his family and marry his true love. You know, reading is probably brought me more pleasure than anything else in the world. And it's really opened my life up to the possibilities of everything, really. And it's given me the life I have now as a writer. So it's quite possibly, you know, the one essential factor in my life.
My name is Garmila Shamsi and I'm a novelist, most recently of Home Fire. Well, at the moment, I'm tearing my way through many cricket books because I'm reviewing the cricket books of the year for the Wisden Cricketing Almanac. So I have about 40 cricket-related books, and it is a total joy, really. Because I love cricket and you know, to sort of sit down and read a book where someone is, you know, writing about some county championship match and the pleasures of those long passages of play where nothing much happens and it's still all beautiful and brilliant. And I think, you know, in some way you have to be a novelist and a reader to really appreciate this in the way that, you know, these stretches of time where it's not their bombs going off and dramatic events happening, but there's just pleasure in the aesthetics of the whole thing. And I think that's equally true of watching a languorous day of cricket as it is of reading a certain kind of novel where you're just immersed in language and character and, you know, just don't want it to ever end. I have an image of total happiness, which is of myself lying in a hammock somewhere. And there have been many hammocks in my life. But as long as I'm lying in a hammock and there's a dog nearby and a beach not too far away, and that's just perfect pleasure. But of course, at the same time, there's also the great pleasure of being in my flat in London and the rain pouring down outside. And I'm warm in very sloppy clothes at home, lying in bed under a duvet and reading. You know, when I was growing up in Karachi, it was a time of military dictatorship. Lives were very sort of enclosed in many ways. There wasn't a lot that was interesting happening that I was aware of, sort of culturally around me. But I remember it as a time of incredible lushness and experience. And it's because I was reading my way through the world growing up, and I was learning the world and being in different places. Reading means you never have to be alone. reading means your life is never circumscribed by your own experiences. Reading means that you develop your imagination and empathy, which are, I think, two of the most valuable skills you have. And it means you can just, you know, disappear into things that are really familiar or things that are really unfamiliar as the mood takes you. It is just very deep pleasure.
Kamala Shamsie, and you'll hear a longer interview with her next week about her striking novel, Home Fires. You also heard novelists Chris Womersley and Kevin Kwan. I'm Kate Evans. This is Books Plus on RN and ABC Listen. Another bag of books next week.